Hello, and welcome to the UTM Wesley podcast and the start of the spring semester. This week, we're excited to share a conversation with Walter Sanders, Allison Davis, and Jessica Nellums about finding faith in community. We hope you enjoy the wisdom and experience they share.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the UTM Wesley podcast. Tonight, we're talking about faith found here. I know personally that I found a great deal of my own agency in my faith when I was a student at a Wesley Foundation in college. And so I'm really excited to talk with these three students, well, two students and one new alumni tonight about the ways that their faith has grown through the Wesley Foundation. So I am joined tonight by Walter Sanders, Allison Davis, and Jessica Nellums. I'm going to ask them to tell us a little bit about themselves. So Walter, why don't you go first?
Hello. I've just graduated from UT Martin. I currently live in Marion. So I love the Wesley and glad to be here.
What are you doing now, Walter?
Currently, I'm a teacher counselor for youth and villages, and I basically each and every day work with the youth and the counselors and their caseworkers on trying to help them return back home to their families.
That's awesome. Yeah. Allison, how about you?
Hey, I'm Allison Davis. I am a sophomore education major, and I am the current or one of the facility managers at the Wesley Foundation for the semester.
Awesome. And we're so glad to have you there. Jessica, how about you?
Hi, I'm Jessica Nellums. I wonder to understand how to tell people this. Credit-wise, I'm a junior, but year-wise, I'm a sophomore, and my major is secondary education with a concentration in Spanish.
Very, very cool. Well, I know all of these people very well, and I know their stories are really fantastic, so I'm excited to dig in with them to talk about the ways that their faith has been developing over the course of their college career. Well, let's start with the basic question. How did you guys get involved with the Wesley Foundation? Walter, tell us your story. How did you get involved at Wesley?
Yes, so there's a friend named Jeb and Dustin. They both introduced me to the Wesley. They both would tell me about the Wesley and whatnot, and I would go sometimes on Thursday nights and in Bible studies. And so that's basically how I got started there. And so sometimes when I was bored on campus, the West would just be a place where I would go to and just hang out with friends and, well, make new friends, really. So yeah, that's basically how I got started.
I feel like I remember you telling me that invitation came for the first time when you were playing pool in the game room at UTM. Is that right?
Yeah.
Very cool. And speaking of random places, Jessica, I know you got introduced in a really random way from an old job. How did you get involved at the Wesley Foundation?
So it was summertime, and normally you make your friends in school, but since it was summer, it's really hard to make friends, especially in a new city. So I moved to Martin January, even though I was still in high school back in Dyersburg, so I just commuted. And then once summer came, I was permanently in Martin getting ready to start college. And I was working at the Grind and meeting new people, and I was always asking people, are there any, like, clubs that go through the summer, or is there anything, any activities I can go to meet new friends? And this couple, the Russian couple, introduced me to Danielle. Her last name, isn't it Harshin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And they gave me her number and gave her my number, and we just tried to text it. She was really ambitious about texting me. And so finally she gave me the address. Wait, I think they gave me your number too as well, Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
And And you guys gave me the address, and I came to meet both you and Danielle at the Wesley Foundation during the summer.
Yeah, I just loved it that you were waiting tables and just happened to be talking to this sweet couple who goes to church in Fulton, and that's how they know Danielle. And so anyway, just a clear story of how God was at work there. What about you, Allison?
For me, I had a friend who is a year older than me, so she started college and found the Wesley Foundation. Her name is Carrie Beth. She was on the first episode of the podcast, and she, so while I was in high school, you know, she was in college at the Wesley Foundation, and we were still really good friends. We would talk, and she invited me to attend her FFG service during their second semester whenever they led worship. And it was different. I had never experienced anything like it before. Like everybody was dressed in black, and then they were playing an Imagine Dragons song and wearing masks and breaking plates. It was amazing. And I think Kayla spoke that night and shared her story. And whenever I walked out of the building, first of all, I cried in my car for like 30 minutes afterwards, because like I felt seen and I felt heard, and I had never had that experience in a place of worship before. And so, like, I don't know, I felt really touched by God on that night and many nights since then. But so my introduction to Wesley was at FFG, their worship service.
It's funny you say they were wearing masks, because that was well before COVID. So yeah, and we still have some of those random weird white masks that just show up at Wesley sometimes, but that worship was a really impactful worship for sure. Mm-hmm. And I imagine that might be a bit of a time that you had a really meaningful experience with God at Wesley. Is that the case, Allison?
Oh, definitely. It was the first time in my life that I'd ever had a meaningful experience with God that I recognized. Because I grew up and not really believing in God and having very negative views of Christians in general. Mm. And when I went to the Wesley Foundation, it just opened my mind that first night. Like, I saw a whole new world.
That's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Do y'all have stories, Jessica and Walter, similar to mine, about how a meaningful experience with God has happened to you through the Wesley Foundation?
So the Wesley worships has been meaningful to me.
Is there a worship in particular that you remember, Walter?
I think, that portion I remember, on the Thursday night, it's probably on the day or the night that I gave my testimony that night. And it was really the first time, like, I spoke to people about it, about the things I've done and what I've been through, really what God has done for me and to me, and the change that he's done in my heart. So the night I gave my testimony, probably the most meaningful night for my time at the Wesley.
I'll never forget that night. That was a great night. It's always very meaningful. Yeah. Oh, well, but it didn't matter how nervous you were. God was speaking through you. And it's always really special to hear people tell their stories. I think God works a lot through our stories.
Yeah.
How about you, Jessica?
So my meaningful experience with God has actually been like exactly a year ago when we went to Memphis. To these different churches for the Methodist conference. Mm-hmm. And I just love seeing so many different people worshiping God and leading God and leading people to God. Like, Amanda, you were the first woman pastor I've met. And then we also met another one. Oh, I can't remember her name. Her face is in my head.
There were a lot of them. Yeah, Atura maybe is who you're thinking about.
They recently went to Chicago about a few weeks ago.
Mary Beth.
No, that's not ringing a bell. But anyways, and then we saw a person, just everyone supported the LGBTQ plus community and also preaching about our history as in America and having just different people and women and minorities being able to step up into the church and take positions of power is just such a God thing to me.
Amen. I know that rings true to my experience, Jessica. I was in college before I ever met a female pastor, and I didn't really know what to do with it. When I first met Emily, I was kind of like, are you supposed to do that? But I'm so grateful I did, because it opened me up to my calling. So that's really powerful, Jessica. Thank you for sharing that. Why do you guys think it's important to have a space like Wesley to be able to explore your faith in? And Jessica, I'm going to kick that to you first.
I would like to add something to the last question. Her name was Sarah Cronum. That was her name.
Corum. Sarah Corum. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's great.
For me, having a space like Wesley, you get to do your own research and you know, like kind of veer away from your parents. We grow up going to the same churches, seeing the same people, being taught what our parents are taught. But with Wesley, you're able to expand your faith and actually question it. And questioning isn't a bad thing at all. You know, God wants you to question him. And when I was first coming to Wesley, I never knew women could be pastors. Like, I thought that was a sin. You know, women were supposed to be under the man and whatnot. And Wesley showed me that, gave me the space for my faith to grow with God and see all these other different things as well.
Going off of what Jessica said, I think that without a space that you can explore your faith, you end up just kind of never being able to form your own beliefs and opinions, because you're always told what to think. And I came from a place where I was never told what to think about religion. I grew up in a household that where we didn't go to church every day. But I, of course, like, I lived in Martin, Tennessee all my life, so everybody around me was a Christian, so I experienced that.
And a lot of people probably tried to save you, right?
Oh, yeah. They did. And whenever that happened, I just kind of, I don't know, I would go to church and I would always feel like I was being judged because I didn't attend regularly. And so I didn't want to go. And so I just kind of chose not to have a place to explore my faith until I got to Wesley. And then, I don't know, my mind was just opened in the most beautiful way.
That's awesome. How about you, Walter? Why do you think it's important to have space to explore your faith?
It is important to have this space because, you know, it's okay to ask questions. It's, having that space, having peers in that community around you to help you explore your faith, to help you answer those tough questions, to help you understand is important. You know, it was times for me, like when I had questions, you know, it's times when like I would call you or text you, Amanda, and just say, you know, a question about this, about the Bible, and that space time with you honestly helped me. Times in worship and Bible study, you know, that we've had.
Yeah. Amen. Well, and I see you guys teach each other so many things. I can't tell you how many times I've walked through the living room and either an episode of Family Guy is on, or you guys are talking about the meaning of life. and I think both are important, right? Like, you need a space where you can just unwind and be yourself and relax and comfortable. And when you are yourself and you feel like you can be authentic in that space, that's when you really get down to the meaty questions, right? And asking the hard things. And that's kind of where faith sticks. That's whenever the rubber hits the road, is when you're asking those hard and difficult questions. And I think just sharing that space together is what does it. What else would you guys add?
I'll say another thing I would add is that When I came to college, it was only a lot of stuff I was going through, a lot of emotions. You know, my mom always told me, you know, you need to find a church down there in Martin. And I had a lot of options, but I didn't know a lot of options that I did have. But I thank God for the Wesley. And honestly, thank God for the times like we're all honest with one another about our hearts and all that's going on, especially Yay's Amazing Always, you know, having that space to just let it out, just, you know, things we can pray for one another has, you know, really helped me. And, you know, it says in the Bible, you know, to carry one another's burdens. So, yeah, that space has really helped me grow as a Christian as well. Yeah.
Other closing thoughts you guys have?
I was going to add that if we don't have a place to explore our faith, that we might actually start to resent, you know, Christianity and God. I remember I went to a church. This is college, we're all adults, and my pastor had he committed adultery and cheated on his wife with one of the members of the congregation, and I just stopped going to that church. I didn't stop believing God. I just knew I needed to find a new church because that was not appropriate at all. And I was living with my godmother at the time. This is my by no means to discredit her or anything. She told me, in order to live with me, you must go to church. I don't care what church, just what church. And she put pressure on me to find a church. And I was like, I just left the church I've been going to like almost my whole life. So I just can't just up and go find another church. And so that made me not want to go to church because someone was forcing me in order to live with them.
It's really important, yeah, to have a sense of agency, right, for your faith to be authentic. I feel like that resonates a lot with what Allison was saying too earlier. Well, friends, I am so grateful for each of you and for the lights that you guys bring to the Wesley, for the ways that you make a space for faith to be explored. The Wesley, just having a building there and even just having a pastor there, that's not what's going to create that space to explore faith. It is that community and those relationships and the ways that y'all show up in honest authenticity that creates the space for faith to be found and grown. So thank all of you for your time tonight and contributing to the conversation and just for the ways that you help us form a community that's safe and a space where people can grow.
Thanks for tuning in to the UTM Wesley podcast. To extend the conversation this week, our panelists recommend reading 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. Consider the ways that a community of faith helps you to follow God's example of looking at the heart. They also recommend the movies Finding Nemo, as well as Miracles from Heaven. And they recommend reading the book, The Shack. Be on the lookout for updates about our spring semester programming. In the meantime, blessings on this new year and fresh semester.